Welcome back to the program. Our next guest is Ward Hubble. He's the executive director of the Green Building Initiative in Portland, Oregon. But we're speaking to him from Washington, D.C. today. He has just finished testifying before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works during a hearing entitled Green Buildings, Benefits to Health, the Environment, and the Bottom Line. Welcome to EcoTalk.
Thank you, Betsy.
How did you come to be testifying before the Senate Committee on Green Building? There's lots of experts out there. Obviously, you're one of them.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I think they were looking for a range of perspectives on green building, and we certainly represent one of those. And I was fortunate enough to be asked to come and talk to them.
What is the purpose of this hearing? Is it going to be leading to some legislation?
Well, I can only tell you what I heard, and that was that, yes, there are a couple of pieces of legislation that they're working on. I think Senator Lautenberg, Senator Cardin, and Senator Warner all have legislation, and it sounded like it's going to take the shape of some sort of federal mandate on green building for probably federally owned properties is my guess.
So you were testifying in favor of that type of legislation, that we need to do more to develop and encourage green building development?
Well, not exactly. And I wasn't really asked to come in there and talk about that. I think what they were trying to do is get educated on the various rating systems out there, the various approaches. And I did offer some perspectives on what they might want to consider as they are developing legislation. But there was no bill, so I didn't have any real specific comments on that.
What did you urge them to keep in mind?
You know, mainly, Betsy, was, green building, climate change, the energy problems we have in this country, those are huge problems. And any kind of public policy ought to harness the powers of competition to try and solve it. There's a lot of good work being done out there. The U.S. Green Building Council has its LEED program. We have Green Globes. The National Association of Home Builders has a program for residential green building. What would be, I think, ill-advised is for the country or for any public entity to decide that this is the rating system that everybody needs to use and none other are going to be allowed to be used. What the government, my main message to them was, look, set the bar for us. Give us some criteria for a good rating system, and then let us compete to meet that criteria. That way you've got a competitive dynamic that tends to move product quality along and that sort of thing.
So you want the government to set some standards, even though you have the LEED standards already in place?
Well, no, the rating system that we have, we have one called Green Globes. And what Green Globes does is it looks at various aspects of a building, a commercial building, and it looks at, the energy performance and the air impacts and water impacts and indoor air quality and that sort of thing. And based on how many points a building scores in those areas, they get a rating. And my point to them was there has been some discussion of selecting one rating system and saying, okay, you got to use this rating system in order to meet the requirements of the government. And my point to them was, look, there are a lot of good rating systems out there. Decide what kind of criteria these rating systems ought to meet and let builders have the advantage of selecting the one that's right for them.
Okay, so have some consistency, you're saying, is part
yes.
of it. Okay. Did you have any opposition? I mean, it's hard to imagine anyone being against greener construction.
No, I know it is kind of hard, but there are a lot of considerations. You need to, as I say, you've got to if you're gonna create some incentives or create some mandates, you've got to make it possible for people to use different kinds of credible systems. But no, I didn't hear a lot of questioning as to the wisdom of having more energy efficient buildings. That's pretty much a no brainer.
Okay, even along party lines. We're hoping we've moved beyond that. You didn't hear James Inhofe expressing too much skepticism there?
I didn't hear much from the panel. Was actually very, very courteous to us because they had some floor action, and the hearing I don't believe was going to go as long as they wanted it to. So we did most of the talking. But I heard nothing that would indicate to me that people don't think that better performing buildings are a good idea.
Did you get the sense it was genuine interest and motivation even to see more of this, to learn more? Or was
sure,
it was more than obligatory for them?
No, I saw a lot of interest, and have seen a lot, not just here in Washington, but all over the country. As you know, we break the $3 gasoline barrier, and as we hear more and more about climate change and the geopolitical issues with our dependence on foreign oil, all those things make this a much more serious issue for people. And as those other factors heat up, we see a lot more interest in things like green building.
So to speak, heat up. Is it true that buildings contribute about 40% of all carbon dioxide output?
That's what the Department of Energy says, yes.
Mm. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Portland. That's one of the greener pockets in the country. We have a lot of listeners in Portland. You could be leading the way, perhaps tied by the Bay Area.
Yeah, we have a very exciting product, a rating system called Green Globes, and I'll just give you a thumbnail sketch. Green Globes is as prevalent in Canada as the LEED system is down here. We simply brought it down to the U.S. and made it appropriate for the U.S. market. The both systems look at many of the same things. They look at the impacts to the site and the energy consumption and water impacts and indoor air quality and all those sorts of things. What's different about our system? Is our system is an interactive web tool. It's interactive software. So not only can we assess your building and give you a rating and make that and give you a third-party verified rating, we can also, the system also helps designers design the right environmental features into the building to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit, if you can kind of picture TurboTax for green buildings, it's that kind of a software tool that can not only help you design the building, but then once you've designed it and built it, we can come in with, I believe, the most rigorous third-party assessment system process available today. We can come in and give you a very thorough third-party review, and if you qualify, give you a designation as a green building.
As I recall, Autodesk was working on some software like that that would allow you to actually see what kind of green building initiatives would look like and the energy you'd save. Ward Hubble, the executive director of the Green Building Initiative in Portland, Oregon, testifying today in Washington, D.C. before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, telling them that green buildings are the way of the future. We'll be back continuing on the same track with Andres Edwards of EduTracks.